What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, certainly there's a lot of negative news in this marketplace. We saw it all last week.
Well, Don, there's so much to talk about. We're going to need a lot more in 2 minutes, but let's try to get it on there. Negative news, stocks, coronavirus, supply chain disruptions, China, PMI. Anything below 50 is a sign of a slowing economy. China put out like a 36. Many analysts thought they'd come in around 46. They didn't even try and fake it or lie. They just put it out there. One of the worst PMI number in recent history. Of course, we all know what's going on in the stock market, down 3,500 last week. Dow Jones opened down 500 last night, traded as high as up 600. Of course, coronavirus, everyone's asking what's going on. I can tell you with my high school degree, I am no medical expert, and I can't tell you much about coronavirus, but take it seriously. It's starting to spread to countries all over the world. Supply chain disruptions. If you need 100 parts to build a car, and you're missing 10 because China is your one source for those parts, we're going to definitely see these supply chain disruptions for months and possibly years to come. On the positive news, Don, record low interest rates. Last night, the 10-year yield hit 1.05, a slight chance of negative interest rates that are going to be possible here in the United States. Don, long term, this could really, really, really be bullish America, America manufacturing, America agriculture. People are going to be fed up with China, with these supply disruptions, with their medical system, with the way they treat their people. Many people will no longer be able to do just-in-time parts. So look for us to get through this and look for it to be bullish America. Also, there's not a single animal in the world that knows there's coronavirus right now, and they are eating. Possibly could have a really significant bid in agriculture, as all the world economies across the world are going to immediately lower interest rates, which in the end could create quite a bit of inflation.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.